T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk about the economy with Dub Lane, our guest, associate professor of economics and finance at UNO, my alma mater, and he studies this for a living. Good morning, Dub.
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Tell me about the State of the Union, the economic claims made by the president. Do the numbers back that up in terms of jobs created, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I mean, the national economy has been doing very well. For sure. The job creation has been very strong. I actually didn't listen to the speech, so I don't know the specifics, but I thought we were going to talk about the Louisiana economy.
We are, but, and that's the next step in this. Is it? Yeah. Does it trickle down from the federal government to the state government? Are debts being passed down? Are we in better shape than we were?
At the national level, I mean, I would say yes. The national economy is very good. We've, you know, the stock market's taken a bit of a correction, but that's not surprising. Eventually, was kind of flying pretty high for a long, long time. But my concern is that a lot of what we're doing well with is being pumped up by this huge deficit spending. And it amazes me. Republicans used to think deficits were bad when Democrats did them, but somehow when Republicans do them, they don't think they're so bad. But that does mean we are passing down, you know, to future people a huge amount of debt, and also, you know, the problems that will go with that. If the interest rates start going back up, then servicing that debt's going to become a real problem. So I am very concerned that we're running enormous debts at a time when the economy is so strong. That's not good economics.
Do we have any numbers, or do you know, Dub? And again, I don't mean to catch you off guard here, but approximately how much the debt has increased in the last 2 years?
Well, I mean, we've been running over $1 trillion a year, so it's running. You know, it's back up to the levels when Obama came into office. The debt started to skyrocket, but that in large part was because Obama, you know, inherited a really bad economy. When the economy is down, I mean, when people aren't working, they're not paying taxes, and yet they also need services, and so that creates big deficits. And then Obama, you had a program to help get us out of that, which also spent a lot of money. But usually that's the kind of the right thing to do. I don't think he did it the right way, but it was the right thing to do. Now, we're back up to those huge type of, but then the economy started growing in the last 5 or 6 years of his term, and the deficits got back down to a fairly reasonable level. And now they're mushrooming again because Trump cut taxes and increased spending. Well, that's pumping up the economy right now, but it will cause us problems in the future.
So the president talked about infrastructure last night. Both sides seemed to agree that was a good thing. But how do you draw the line between running up debt, which of course is different than deficit for those that don't know, and in reinvesting in the country, I guess, and attacking a problem that you talk about Louisiana, New Orleans, a lot of places have in the country with a corroding and collapsing infrastructure?
Well, actually, there is economists make an important distinction between borrowing the money for something like infrastructure, building highways and stuff like that, and borrowing money for current spending. It's kind of like for your personal life. If you were to borrow money to go on a vacation or borrow money to go out to dinner, well, that's gone. You know, you use it up, it's gone. If you borrow money to buy a car or buy a house, then you're investing in an asset that will last a number of years. So borrowing to invest in infrastructure makes a whole lot more sense than what we're doing now, which is borrowing just to spend on our current spending. Now, the problem is our deficits are already so high, adding to them becomes a big problem. It's not, I really believe we definitely have underspent on infrastructure spending. We need to do that. But how are we going to pay for it? And that's the problem.
Thank you, Dub. I appreciate your time. Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO.